Welcome to today's daily teaching, and I'm wishing you a really beautiful Sunday as we wind up the end of another week and prepare for the week ahead. And today I really wanted to look at the element, or the area I should say even, of triggers, emotional triggers. So have you ever had a situation, I'm sure you have, because all of us are, I'm pretty sure, experience this, if not daily, definitely weekly, where you might be kind of, you know, driving down the road, for example, and maybe somebody cuts across you, or one of the things that does it for me is where somebody doesn't indicate at a roundabout and I don't know which direction they're going. And I find myself getting quite annoyed or frustrated by the situation. Or maybe somebody bumps into you or speaks to you a bit negatively. Or simply, you know, you cut like a ladder in your tights or cut your jeans or something. And you have this like emotional outburst, maybe internally or even externally. You might take it out on somebody else in your life, you might shout, you might get annoyed, or you might just be feeling really angry or really overwhelmed. And the issue with this is that probably the thing that you're actually getting annoyed with has been your trigger. It's triggered you off to have this emotional outburst. But it generally isn't about the ripped jeans or the ripped tights, the person cutting you off on the road. It's generally about something bigger that has been slightly unresolved. And what I think is happening with these emotional triggers that are happening is that when we don't really recognize that something is setting us off, these patterns of behavior occur again and again. So for example, if you have an emotional outburst, or you have an internal outburst that you're like trying to suppress as well, it might make your body and your mind feel anxious, overwhelmed, even panicked. You might start not feeling good enough in yourself, and that can then, you know, go on and you can perpetuate other negative behaviors like sabotage towards yourself, or really putting yourself down, or preventing yourself from moving forward. And I think we're hard enough on ourselves as it is, so this isn't about beating yourself up about anything. It's about really just saying, you know, why did I react like that? So I know for me today, I had a situation like that happened. Something was going on in my life in a family circumstance, and it just completely set me off. And I just really, to be honest with you, went a little bit, you know, aggressive in terms of my tone of voice towards myself. I was very short with my husband, so, you know, verbally kind of short in my tone. And I found myself getting very frustrated that I was getting that annoyed, trying to rationalize why I was being like that. And it was just going around a tailspin. And it really took me a good couple of hours to wind down and say, why am I reacting like this? What is going on? And generally, it's not about the small thing, like I said. It's about something bigger that is unresolved. So that family situation triggered off my energies around, say, bigger family stuff that I really haven't dealt with, or that I thought I was dealing with, but actually, in fact, I wasn't. I was probably just ignoring them. And I think it's about really bringing things to the light, looking at them, and really asking yourself, what is this about? So the first step, I suppose, I tried to help you with this, and recognizing these things would be for you to just look at your reaction to a situation and take responsibility for that. You know, I had to go to my husband and say, sorry for getting so short with you, and take full responsibility for the fact that I was completely in the wrong. And even though in the moment didn't think I was in the wrong, afterwards I had to reflect and realize I was, and take responsibility for that. The second step then is to recognize that you're actually having an emotional reaction. Because the quicker you do that, the quicker you're able to kind of relax yourself and to look at it, okay? And also, it doesn't have to start having that overwhelm in your body, which creates the anxiety, the stress, the panic, the bad feeling towards yourself, okay? Another thing I would then ask you to look at is, what's the emotion connected with? So my emotion was actually connected to anger today and a bit of sadness. It could be to do with fear, it could be to do with maybe not feeling good enough. So how did that small incident make you feel in that moment that's actually related to something bigger? So it's like a three-prong approach. So it's like, okay, I got annoyed at the person bumping into me. Why did I get annoyed about that? What emotion did that bring up for me? So that made me feel maybe disrespected, or maybe it made me feel like I was invisible because somebody just walked into me. Okay, and then ask myself, or you ask yourself in this instance, where am I feeling invisible in my life? Where am I feeling maybe disrespected in my life? Where am I feeling not good in my life? Where am I feeling sad in my life, or angry or fearful in my life? And then kind of bring yourself to that third step of going, okay, let me look and ask myself where that is. and what part of that area of my life is affecting me. Because actually that's probably where the problem lies. The trigger is a small thing, but it relates to something bigger. Okay? And then it's about choosing. Like choosing what you're going to do with that. You can stay in that. You know, I stayed in that for probably about 5 hours today and had a very negative effect actually. And when I came out of it and chose to come out of it and chose to stop and accept my responsibility for my behavior and what I had done and not beat myself up about it, but just be honest about it so I could figure out what was going on, I actually did feel pretty uneasy in myself for the rest of the day because I was feeling bad about what I'd done, but also upset that it had kind of happened again, okay? And then it's just to really say, okay, what's going on and how do I actually want to feel? So I want to feel calmer, I want to feel more zen, I want to feel more in control, I want to feel respected. And then it's about trying to, you know, relax yourself, focus yourself or ground yourself in that moment and just to look at what the bigger picture is and how you would really like to feel. So in that instance with my family situation, I want to feel probably a little bit more in control of what I am allowing to happen or what I'm doing myself. And that's something that I had to look at. And what I realized is in that bubble of absolute anxiety and stress today, that it did make my day quite difficult and it made me feel very bad. And if I just kind of nipped it in the bud this morning and really looked at it in the midst of a couple of minutes, the rest of the day would have been flawless and I wouldn't have been taking it out on everybody and then having to make loads of apologies after it. So I suppose what it's asking you is, and you mightn't have had the reaction I had, which was like, be short with people or get annoyed. Your reaction might be, you know, towards yourself or be more sadness or upset or, you know, like you could be crying or just very down in yourself. Whatever it is personal to you, just I'd ask you over this week, even just to notice, if something triggers you and you start to feel that high intensity of emotion, stop for a moment and just notice it. You can then ask yourself the following steps that we talked about earlier on in this teaching, or you can simply say, I'm ready to move on and I'll think about those steps, you know, maybe the week after. So this week, just look at your triggers and ask yourself how you're feeling in this moment. And I hope you have a really beautiful Sunday again, and I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow. Have a great day.